Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. Today's idiom that I'm exploring out in nature is coming out of the shadows. And for those unfamiliar with it, it's about when we're hiding ourselves, really. The fact that somebody described perhaps the landscaping of life as the world's best kept secret. So I'm going to get some insight from doing this, but I want you to think about a situation where you might be hiding a little bit, keeping out of the way, where it might be preferable to be a little more visible. So think of that situation and put that to the back of your mind. Really helpful if you could go out into nature and do what I'm doing, which is look for shadows, explore the shadows, explore coming out of the light, and just walk around in nature and listen to this podcast as I do that, because listening to it in the car or as you're running on a treadmill may be helpful, but you're also going to get so much more if you're out in nature, because I might say something and then you look up and notice something and go, oh yeah, that's the difference that makes the difference. And that's what all of these episodes are about opening your perspective up to new insight. The fact that in a given situation where you're struggling, you're stuck, you don't know what to do, or it's an outcome you don't want, that conventional thinking, logical thinking hasn't got you the insight that you need, and therefore I'm inviting you to use nature as a metaphor. It's as if we're taking the situation out of our mind in front of us so that we can see what's going on, and therefore much more likely to be able to see the options and solutions available to us. So I'm a bit surprised where I've taken myself, though, because I sort of intuitively just turn up in places. So I remember when I wrote Can't See the Wood for the Trees, was never more surprised that I was writing the title, writing about making mountains out of molehills on a beach. And that was because the rock pools looked like mountains with valleys and lakes and things. So I've brought myself to a wood, which, you know, is all in shade, is all in the shadows. But perhaps that's a great place to start, really, because I've sort of come into the middle of the wood. And if I look up, I can see the sun shining through little holes, but it's so much greenery, so much growth, because this is coming, we're not yet into autumn, the sun isn't getting through, really. So I'm all in the shadows, I'm all in the shade. And I wonder how often in life that we plonk ourselves so far away from the sun that we get quite familiar with it. It's like this wood becomes our friend, and we don't even see the sun to realize there's somewhere else for us to go, that we haven't envisaged the other place, because this is our home, this is where we are familiar, this is our comfort. We know this tree, we know that tree, we know where to go when it rains, we just know every part of it. You know, I'm sitting on a bench. I know where the benches are in this wood. Now, if there's something where I've just said, and you think, oh my God, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I need to become more familiar with the non-wood, you know, more familiar with where the sun is. Just write that down as a metaphorical insight, and then just keep listening. Because the worst thing to do is to then sort of start thinking about, well, what does that mean? Where might that mean in relation to my situation? Because there's more information to mine from this metaphor and therefore the longer that you can stay in the metaphor, the better. And this is one of the things that I say in the book that I wish I could hold your hand to stop you doing it, that in coaching sessions, in workshops, in keynotes, it's no, don't leave the metaphor. The metaphor has so much to tell you. It's a bit like, you know, you have a story and the metaphor has a whole story to tell you with a beginning, a middle and an end. And we hear the first few seconds of the story and then go, oh yeah, I know the ending. And perhaps you don't. So stick with me is what I'm saying. So the first insight is we become very familiar with our shadows, that we identify with the shadows and don't realise that there's a place without the shadows. Now, bizarrely, as I've been sitting here, the sun has obviously moved, which it does. Well, the sun doesn't, does it? The earth moves. But anyway, although you see, that's a tangent we could go off on, isn't it? That if we sit somewhere long enough, will it go out of the shadows or do we follow the shadows? Because literally, as I'm sitting here, less than a minute ago, I spied a little bit like a line through the wood where the sun has got through. And literally, while I've been telling you about that line, the earth has moved again. And now in my left eye, I can see a little bit of the sun. So could the problem be that even if you do sit there and allow yourself to come out of the shadows, that you then move to stay in the shadows? Anyway, I feel like I went off at a tangent and I don't know if I've come back to the original bit or not done the tangent. I'll have to have a listen, and if there's a PS later, it's because a train of thought was not concluded in what I've just been rambling on about. Yes, it's about the fact that it's the earth that's moving. So how is that, the fact that when we're in the shadows, it's the earth that's moving? Rather than the sun. You'll have to email me, alison@alisonsmith.co. No, nothing after the .co, just .co. He'll mail me, because that's the problem with metaphors, that sometimes I can't quite grasp the insight. Why is that relevant? The fact that when we're in the shadows, we feel as if it's the sun that's moving, and it's not the sun that's moving. It's where we are on earth in relation to the sun that's moving. How is that relevant? How does that help you? As I watch this line that's coming through the trees of sunlight into the shade, and it's moving, then I realise the shade moves. And therefore, if I was wanting in this instance to go out of the shadows into the sunlight, then I'd have to be constantly moving. In the same way as sometimes if we just sit where we sit, at some point we will be out of the shadows and yet we're moving. So there is something about, oh God, out of the effort, I can feel it in my body. The effort needed to keep in the shadows is so great. Anyway, I'll leave that with you. I'm going to go and see now what it's like to go at the edge of the shadows, because I'm in the middle of the wood. I'm now going to go to the edge of the wood where the sun is getting through and just see what I notice about coming out of the shadows, because in some respects I've talked about why we stick with the shadows, why we like the shadows, and now it's going to be, what's it like when we come out of the shadows? What do we notice? And what I'm taken with as I walk towards the edge of the wood, and it was something that cropped up when I did the Testing the Water podcast, is about, it requires effort. It requires us to know where are the shadows, where are not the shadows. Because if we're coming out of the shadows, then it's, what are we coming out into? And it's about knowing why they are planning, taking effort. That I'm in the middle of the wood, and I am not, other than those little slithers of light, and it's gone now, and it's only, 5 minutes, because I have been sitting here not talking to you, but I suspect it's less than 5 minutes since that slither was there and now it's gone. So how is it about planning to come out of the shadows? Knowing what the not shadows are, look like, where they are. So let's go and explore them. I stood up and it's like I'm stuck and I don't know which direction to go, because I know that the edge of the wood, there's a path through the wood, and I could go left or I could go right. Now I know that I'm going to choose to go left because that's going to be a quieter road from the purposes of doing a recording. But I wonder, and therefore I'll start walking in that direction, but I wonder how is that also part of our planning? The fact that if we're coming out from the shadows, that we need to make a choice about what shadows we're, or non-shadow, are we coming out to? Because perhaps it's the fact that, I don't know, I suspect because of where the sun is, the direction I'm going, the sun is going to be hotter and more glaring, and I might have to put my sunglasses on. Whereas if I'd gone the other direction, it would have been less intense. It would have been perhaps filtered through trees a little bit more. So, it's all about planning. It's all about what is it about the non-shadows that is preventing us from being there? Is it the fact that we don't know that it's there, that we're so familiar with being in the woods or the non-shadow, whatever that looks like? Is it that we're scared of the sun, the fact that we've not got our sun cream on? I'm not very good at sitting out in any heat, and I mean any heat really, for any great length of time. So I do need to take my sun hat quite a few places. Generally take it off for recording, but anyway. So do I need the sunglasses? Do I need my factor 30? What is it that I need in order to protect myself so that being out there in the non-shade is preferable and helpful? Because there's something about what is this wood being in the shade doing for us? What's the negative? What's the reason for going out, coming out of the shadows? And I'm sorry to say it, dearest trees, but it's a bit boring, isn't it? There's the world's out there. The world's not here. There isn't lots of people. I had one dog walker go past earlier. So there isn't the world isn't here, I suppose. In this, I think that's the thing. This is what we notice when we're working with the idiom. There are other times when the wood would be the most brilliant place, but we're not. We're working with the idiom. So when we want to come out of the shadows, being in the shadows is boring, is safe possibly, but boring, and there isn't anybody there. And quite often the reason we're coming out of the shadows is because we want to see people. We want to be with other people. Whether that's for our own well-being, to inspire them to get work, or whatever the reason is for going out. And so I'm at the edge of the wood now. And so I'm still in the shade, I'm still in the shadows, but I can see the sunlight and it's coming through the leaves of the tree. So it's not quite as bright as it's going to be. And I do get a sense of the unknown. It's like, well, I don't know what's there, because this path, in this instance where I've come to, it's a path and it's sort of quite enclosed, and then it opens up as soon as you get to the end of the path. Whereas I suspect some that the shadows I envisaged sharing with you was, you know, in the garden where it's one tree and I leap in and out of it. But I suspect that that's not the sort of predicament we're in when we're wanting to come out of the shadows, is it? It's not just one shadow, it's a dark shadow. Whereas we're coming out, so as I come out, yeah, I'm having to put my sunglasses on because even though it's quite early in the morning, it's quite bright. How beautiful, there's a dove coop, whatever it's called, a dove house. Coop, I don't know. Anyway, a dove whatever house, and they haven't gone anywhere yet, so they're all sort of on the top of it, all these white doves. all on the top of it. How beautiful. What's that about? The fact that I've come out into the sun, and rather than make it, oh, morning. Hello, morning. Rather than make it about me and worrying about me, because isn't that reason we don't come out of the shadows, the fact that we worry about being seen, and yet everybody's doing their own thing. The doves are even doing their thing, and therefore it's about us doing our thing really, and just walking. And bizarrely, like last week's really, where I'm suddenly got surrounded by lots of people, and people are saying hello and nodding, and what's that about? Yeah, I think that's the bit that's taken me by surprise really. That's what I love. Somebody once said about, Alison, you do get excited in your podcast. It's like, well, yeah, because since session series one was very much about, I suppose, sharing old wisdom that I'd found working with others previously, because it was sitting in the office and just spouting off a bit, I suppose. Whereas since then, series two and series three had a bit of a blip at the beginning, but series two and series three have been very much about, let's go out into nature, let's go out in the landscape, and let's demonstrate the technique. And therefore I do get excited, because the reason it works is that we see things that we weren't expecting. We see things that are new. We see it a different perspective. So if I set out with a knowledge of what the insight's going to be, with a, I know the answer's this, then why would I set out in the first place? It's like we're trying to find something we don't know. We're trying to uncover what's hidden. And therefore, it is going to be a surprise. And so the surprise for me was how every day out of the shadows is, that everybody's doing their own thing. It's as if, and this is me jumping perhaps to the real life situation, that there's a belief that, you know, as soon as you, it's a bit like being in the shadows or being in a spotlight. Yeah, I suppose that's what I was expecting. I was expecting that it would be like a real, that the spotlight would be on me as soon as I came out of the shadows. And that in nature, that's not what's happening. I'm in and out of shadows. There's sun on one side of the street, there's shadows on the other. You know, at the moment, my body is in the shadow and my head is in the sun as I walk down this side of the street. If I went the other side of the street, all of me would be out. But it's just every day. So why am I hiding in that wood in the shadows there, when it doesn't require any effort for me to be out here? I know when I was on the edge, I was talking about sun hats and the glare of the sun. But today, the day I'm choosing to embody this saying, the sun's, yes, it's bright, I need the sunglasses on, but we're sort of moving towards autumn. So it's quite, got a t-shirt on, but it's got that cold chill air to it, and it's just normal. And I know if you haven't been thinking about a situation that you're needing to come out of the shadows about, that you're going, what's she talking about? Because that is the benefit, going out for a walk, embodying and using the idiom and the metaphor, because something I've said will resonate. Anyway, I know that I've also got some insight that I shared at dusk, so I'll add that on the end. And I did, in that recording that I've already done, mention that I might do one about the moon. But the moon is no different than the sun, it's just not as strong. So I don't know that I'd have got, because I did look out last night and the shadows are the same with the moon. So I suppose the only thing would be is if you find coming out of the shadows in sunlight difficult, then just think about perhaps it's moonlight. Come out of the moonlight initially and then go from there. And then actually what I will then do after you've heard of my little insights at sunset, I'll then share with you a poem that I have yet to write, but it will be a poem that shares the insights that I've gleaned from this little walk. I suspect I'm recording this out of sync around coming out of the shadows because I haven't started the episode yet, but I'm out here and it's dusk, so let me just have a look. I think I can see a little bit of sun just going behind, sort of dipping down behind the clouds, but there isn't any shadow because there is no sun to talk about. And I wonder how that might be a lovely antidote, really, that if we're hiding in the shadows because the sun feels too bright, perhaps, to come out at dusk. It's actually a full moon tonight, and so I wonder whether I might pop out later just to see what insight I get about shadows in the dark. Because there is something there, isn't there, definitely, about being afraid of the dark. Sorry, I was just distracted completely by a fish jumping out of the water. So it isn't about being afraid of the dark, is it? It's about being afraid of the sunlight. The bright sunlight. So perhaps it's about going out on cloudy days. Perhaps it's about going out at sunrise or dusk, or even after the sun has set, and just notice what you notice. Because I suspect whatever it is we think we're keeping in the shadows about is because we feel we have to sort of go, ta-da, here I am, world. Whereas actually it's a, hi world, how are you? Can be a bit more laid back. So yeah, anyway, I might pop out later and see what the moon has to say about shadows. Because isn't there something, a song about moon shadow or something? I don't know what that's about. Anyway, I'll stop rambling. So that's quite a lot of tangents today about whether or not it's afraid of the sunlight, of comfortable in the shadow, whether it just feels normal to come out of the shadow and out of the shadows, and therefore we just need to step out because it really is going to be more like that normal sense that I got, which is what made most sense to me. It's like, oh my God, why am I hiding in the wood? But you may have got something else. It might be really the fact that the sun is too strong and therefore you do need to protect yourself, or it is about the planning for it, or it is about, oh yeah, let's choose less stressful times to go out, you know, whether it's cloudy days or that sunrise or sunset times. Every person listening, even if they resonate with wanting to get out of the shadows in an area of their life, will have picked up something different from what I've said. And it may not be at all what I've said. It might be where the train of thought, that as I've gone on, off on one tangent, you've gone off on another. And there's nothing, you know, there's no right or wrong, really. It's just opening doors within your mind to give you a different perspective about the situation, and hopefully one that enables you to have more choice about what to do. As ever, please, leave a note to say that what you thought about this, follow the podcast, let other people know about it. And I'm going to finish with the poem that I did absolutely right after I'd done, walked around and shared with you what I've shared with you so far. So let's hear what I have to say as the poem. Step out of the shadows. It's too easy to identify with the shadows, to make a home within their very centre, to believe in the safety and comfort they provide despite the effort and energy needed to stay there, to not even notice what is beyond them. Yet as we come to the edge of the shadow, as we spy what is at the other side, we notice the non-shadow, the colours, textures, shapes now illuminated, and realise that's where life will be found. Not a spotlight as we expected, nor the sun requiring protection from its scorching rays. Not everyone looking, and not the effort used in hiding. Just walking, saying hello, normality, with shadows coming and going, the sun too. Each step, no effort, as we stop hiding and allow ourselves to be in the world. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online book stockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.